Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Ayin of Masechtas Menaches. Some of the topics they learned about include Basa Ikar Azlinan or Basa Teisefes Azlinan. If something was harvested, replanted, and then continued to grow, does the additional growth get the status of the original stalk, or is it considered a separate entity? This may depend on whether Zari Kala, the seed first decomposes, or the original grain remains intact, or Hainus Riyasai, it's the usual way to plant this crop. Whether one can separate maize from grain that started to grow in a non-perforated flower pot that was later perforated. If an ear of grain attached to the stalk was fully processed in a pile, thus becoming obligated in maize, and then it was replanted, whether it can be designated as truma while it was still attached to the ground. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye are all obligated in challah, and they all combine with each other. Grain, flour, and dough combine with each other regarding chadash, eating the new crop, chametz bePesach, eating chametz on Pesach, meister sheni, eating meister sheni outside of Yerushalayim, tumas eichlin, to be susceptible to the tumah of foods. Chitu sa'ira she'ena klufa, whether unpeeled wheat or barley combines for tumas eichlin. The Omer permits grain that already took root.